Listening to the Carol Cox Show on 1080 AM K108. K108, and we thought we'd start off with some CCR this morning. John Fogerty and the guys, and Bad Moon Rising. It's another Sunday, and this is the Carol Cox Show on K108. And this morning we have Bruce Wilson as a guest with Carol. And without further ado, here's Carol.
Hey, thank you. Good morning, everybody. Back again, and looking out on the poly here. Got a nice boggy and foggy, rainy day. Makes an interesting sight. So, wish you were here to see it. And those of you listening to us on the mainland podcast, hopefully one day you break down and come to paradise. Okay. Last week we talked, I spoke with Bruce Wilson from Talk to Action, and we talked quite a bit about, extensively about the transformation, International Transformation Network. And Ed Silvoso and our involvement with the our local politicians involved in that, Councilman Gary Aquino, Lieutenant Governor Duke Iona, Norman Sakamoto, the Senator, and Mayor Mufi Hanneman. And the interesting footnote is that the four of them, while there are others involved, are actually attempting to elevate themselves in government. And if you missed last week's show, you can go to carolcox.com, carolcox.com, and play it back. Or you can also call in today if you'd like, have comment or concerns at 524-1080. Saying all of that, good morning, Bruce. Are you there?
I'm in. Thanks for having me on.
All righty. Well, I want to welcome you back and say thank you. Since I last spoke with you, I've been digging and scratching and reading quite a bit of more, and still concerned that there's a lot to be told about this subject. So, what do you think is going on with this, the activity? There's spiritual mapping, there's the recruitment. But again, just briefly, tell us, for those that didn't get it all or missed some of it.
Well, okay, Duke Iona and the Hawaii politicians you mentioned, they're involved, and especially Iona, Okino, and Sakamoto, they're involved with a global movement in Christianity that's global, and it's they're very distinctive and very different from traditional Christianity within Catholicism or within the mainline Protestant denominations. And I think for the purposes of your viewer, I could describe it, but what I'm thinking of this morning is to reframe it to say that, well, this is a movement in Christianity which has, it's very politicized, and so it's generally in favor of big business. It's anti-union. It's opposed to health care reform. It's opposed to reproductive rights. Abortion is one of the big major issues. And it's anti-gay. It claims that homosexuals are possessed by demons, so it literally demonizes a whole sector of society. So what we've got are these three politicians, Iona, Hanneman, and Okino, literally traveling to Argentina for religious conferences held by this International Transformation Network that you mentioned. It's a ministry, but it's actually it's registered as a nonprofit, and actually in Minnesota. But anyway, and this entity has huge influence in entire nations. In Uganda, it's closely linked with a pending piece of legislation before Uganda's parliament that would allow for the execution of some of Uganda's gay population, and also more or less remove that entire sector of society from public life by basically imprisoning anyone who's homosexual. So it's quite horrific, and also Orwellian. That bill would mandate that all Ugandan citizens become spies to report suspected homosexual activity or face 3 years in prison. So it really sets up an Orwellian anti-gay police state. So that's what this International Transformation Network is involved in outside of the United States. So, but for the purposes of your listeners, you can look at this as a religious phenomenon. Yeah, sure it is. But you can also look at it as just a lobby. Mm-hmm. So here we have this this Bulletin lobby, and that's really cultivated an extremely cozy relationship with these three Hawaii politicians, and it also says that Mufi Hanneman is under their sway of influence too. Mm-hmm. So how's that for a framing of the situation, or should I get into the movement more specifically?
We'll do that, but right now I have action so that the listeners don't go away thinking that you and I are placing our own interpretation out here and vocalizing it. I want them to hear firsthand, those that don't have access to computers. We have these things posted, actually video as well as audio, on carolcox.com, and also Talk to Action on your website. What is that again, talktoaction.com?
It's a website that covers religion and politics that I co-founded with a journalist named Frederick Clarkson back in 2005. And so I've got a couple articles, one very long one, covering the whole Hawaii situation and this movement. So, mm-hmm. I think you link to it at your radio show website.
Yes, and folks, this man has done a wonderful job of simply documenting what is there. He didn't produce these videos or this audio, so we've borrowed from his work, and I'm going to play some of that back now. This is Lieutenant Duke Iona, and you'll hear also Norman Sakamoto and some of Ed Silvoso. And present at this meeting now is the First Lady of Uganda, in some instances, and Mr. Iona is sitting there praying with the First Lady of Uganda while explaining that he understand what's going on in Uganda. And keep in mind, Uganda has a legislation that they're considering here in the near future to kill people that have HIV or AIDS, and incarcerate those that are gay or what have you. So we're going to let you listen to some of this.
It's taken me 9,000 miles approximately away from home to understand what is happening in Uganda, what is happening in Argentina.
Come to the Harvest Evangelism Conference and be a part of the next move of God. Be there and watch God at work.
Certainly you should come. There's no question for me. There were doubts before, but at this point, no doubt. You know, it's easier to go to church, to go to God's church. And that's why we're all here. We're one body of Christ. We're one church. And we're all here to disciple the nations, here in Hawaii and everywhere else. And I want you all to know that.
Would you join me now in welcoming Francis Oda to the podium? Francis is one of the leaders of Transformation Hawaii. We know that God's heart, His call, His word is for nations. And we are His vanguard here. We're the tip of His spear, His wave riders. The wave riders of God. And now, I have the privilege of introducing our Lieutenant Governor, Duke Iona, his beautiful wife, Vivian, and we will welcome Lieutenant Governor Iona to the platform.
On behalf of the people of Hawaii, I extend a special greeting of aloha to, first of all, Ed and Ruth Tibosio, and everyone gathered for the 19th Annual International Transformation Network Global Conference at the Hilton Hawaiian Village. I am particularly excited about the fact that for the next week, Hawaii will be home to approximately 500 delegates from all six habitable continents of the world. My wife Vivian and I, having personally attended this conference in Argentina a few years ago, know that your experience with His Spirit here in Hawaii will be an added blessing. And may God's grace be with the participants of the International Transformation Network Global Conference. Aloha from myself, Lieutenant Governor Duke Iona, to all of you, but in particular to Mr. Pastor Ed.
We are breaking every weapon of the enemy, that we are canceling every curse, and we are declaring that there is a future and there is a hope for Hawaii. And there is an even greater future for the Lieutenant Governor and his. You are come to Hawaii to a state that the heavens are open. You are coming to a state that it doesn't matter if the Democratic or the Republican candidate wins the governorship. Either one is already in the kingdom.
And we declare that our school will become God's school. Of God's Hawaii. Lord Jesus Christ, as it is in heaven, see also in Hawaii. Let your kingdom come, and let your will be done. Amen.
Okay, Bruce, thank you again. Are you there?
Oh, sure, yes, I am.
So if you could, if you'd like to have any comments, sir, as we heard Norman Sakamoto, Senator Norman Sakamoto, who is vying now for Lieutenant Governor, certainly he encouraged people to come. He didn't understand before, but now he understands. And again...
Yes, and maybe I should let your listeners know. So those clips were from a range of events, and I think the second to last, longer one, I think it was the second to last, was Duke Iona being blessed and anointed at the Hawaii Village Hilton Hotel on November 7th, 2009. So it's very recent, and it was like a coronation, really. You could tell it was very elaborate and very very solemn. So But also, anyway, that. But so, Iona and Sakamoto and Okino have numerous times. These politicians have gone so far as to appear in promotional mini documentaries and ads produced by Transformation Hawaii and the International Transformation Network. And I should mention to your listeners that Transformation Hawaii is an official chapter of the International Transformation Network. It's the Hawaii chapter. And there's also a Uganda chapter. There are chapters in various places around the world. So these politicians have often presented in their official capacity as lieutenant governor or as a city council member or Hawaii Senator endorsed this agency, and the question is, how are they getting the International Transformation Network and Transformation Hawaii, that is, that they've endorsed those. And so the question is, well, how are they getting away with this?
Mm-hmm. Well, so the listeners out there would know now, United in Prayer, what's the history of United in Prayer, Ruth?
Well, that was just the first the entity that the people who created Transformation Hawaii they've created several different nonprofit corporations, all run by the same people and created by the same people. Mm-hmm. It's just branding, and also what it does is it throws people off the trail of what they're up to. So they created United in Prayer, then they created Transformation Hawaii. Now they're rebranding that to something else like Hawaii Hey Nalu and Hawaii Catch the Wave. And they've also got an initiative called Ipule Kakao. I don't know how to pronounce that in the last word properly. But anyway, that's a prayer initiative covering all of Hawaii. And they claim that an awful lot of people watched it. They've run it several years now. And and Duke Iona did a... It gave up a prayer for that initiative in 2008. So they've got these various efforts that they keep rebranding, and it's an incredibly PR savvy movement. So they're always trying to figure out some new way to project themselves in some flashy new way.
When you're trying to stay ahead of the social police, you change your looks, I guess, like John Dillinger. But the reason I raised United in Prayer, Duke Iona, Lieutenant Governor Duke Iona, reported to the Ethics Commission that between the June 1, 2006 and June 1, 2007 report, that United in Prayer donated $1,440 for a trip to Argentina. That was the airfare. He then reports that Miles Kawakami, who is also part of that organization, donated $2,195 for the conference registration. And then there's other stuff, but also they paid for Miss Iona, Vivian Iona, United in Prayer paid for the airfare, which was $1,440. And an interesting thing, Lon Briggs, who is the developer of the Emerald Palace Hotel or condominiums there on Maui, donated $2,185. Now, Sakamoto reports, and you can chime in here in a minute, Bruce. Sakamoto, Senator Norman Sakamoto, reports that the Moanalua Gardens Missionary Church sponsored his trip to Transformation Conference in Argentina. And the funny thing here, you can see that he knows something was wrong and he's trying to conceal it. The value of the gift that was given, he only say that it's over $1,000. As you pointed out, Bruce, is it $1,100, or is it $10,000? So, any comment?
Sure. Well, it's. I took a look at all the gift disclosure forms for every single Hawaii senator for that year to get some sort of perspective on say, Sakamoto. And you know, was this unusual? And it's not. Other people have had their trips paid, but usually it's on some official Hawaii state business, or they can justify it, you know, plausibly as some sort of official Hawaii state business. So this is not to be crass, but if this were imagine that these three politicians, Iona, Sakamoto, and Okino, were traveling to that were endorsing and then traveling to a conference hosted by Coca-Cola. And they were giving their official endorsements to Coca-Cola, and this was being broadcast in various ways. Well, what would happen? Well, I can guarantee you that Pepsi would be filing a lawsuit immediately, and rightly so, because these politicians would be giving preference to one brand over the other. And so this particular form of Christianity, it's got, and I don't want to... It's a belief, so you can't characterize its beliefs as right or wrong necessarily. Mm-hmm. I have my own feelings on that, but it's just they have very distinct sets of beliefs, and they say that their form of Christianity is the only valid one, and that many other Christians, in Catholics and non born again Protestants, are not really Christians. Mm-hmm. They're nominal Christians, and everyone else is. Also, who's not a Christian is more or less under the sway of demonic powers.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on is that these three politicians are endorsing a brand of Christianity that really excludes a whole lot of people.
Right. And what's troubling about this is that we, you know, quite often we say, well, the Nazi did this, and I believe that this... If we were to allow it to continue to go as it is and elevate these folks to a higher office, I believe this group of people will contribute to history. It will overshadow or make what occurred in the past minuscule because they're on a war path. I was so saddened to see this gentleman, Silvoso, the founder of this movement, to stand there and appear to be the puppet man while Iona and others were speaking. He had, what better way to get your word out is to have a government official, a lieutenant governor, a state senator, a city councilman, and a mayor who's vying to be governor. Why wouldn't he publicly proclaim, regardless if a Republican wins or a Democrat wins, this is it, we've won? That is frightening, and I don't believe I know any history that affords us anything that gives us the opportunity to stop it forever. Just cut it out. What do you think about that?
Well, just to refer back to our previous show, in the show last week we had on an associate professor, Kathleen Sands, who's at the University of Hawaii, and she studies religion and law, and she made the point that, well, if you look at where the U.S. Supreme Court comes down on religion and politics, even the most conservative justice on the court, Antonin Scalia, holds the position that while there are some occasions where it's okay for politicians to evoke God and so on, but what they cannot ever do is to back any one particular form of religion that excludes many citizens. In other words, exactly what Iona and these other politicians are doing. That's the one, and that's so. The most conservative Supreme Court justices, their opinion is that what these Hawaii politicians have done. Iona and Sakamoto and Okino, it is unconstitutional because it excludes a huge swath of America.
Mm-hmm. Bruce, each time I think about what you have, and others have shared this, but I heard an interesting comment yesterday that people actually were aware of what you had printed and put out, but they are frightened locally here because of they're frightened of the retaliation. They know of these things, but no one was willing to speak out.
That's I wasn't aware that's quite something. So that gives you a suggestion about how influential this movement has become. And this movement also is deeply entrenched in Alaska politics. And I've heard from people in Alaska who were afraid to speak out in a very similar way.
Mm-hmm.
So this movement is obviously, from the sounds of it, from what you're describing, it's built up a lot of influence in Hawaii. I mean, I find it that's the only explanation that makes any sense to me as to why this affair, this business, this endorsement, and possible ethics violations and so on. Well, why it's not in the Hawaii media?
Well, it's not in the Hawaii media. I'm sure for many reasons, but. How do you wake up one morning and learn that someone in Massachusetts has followed this scripted plan that these guys have set up, and before you know it, you're being told that your lieutenant governor is lobbying? I mean, he gets paid airfare and all of that to travel abroad to learn of their wishes and their strategies and what have you, and then come back and project on us by dedicating our schools, dedicating our students, dedicating the state to this person. And as I watch this gentleman, Silvoso, I think of Jim Jones. He's a Kool-Aid man. Standing there, and all that has to happen right now is him to serve up in the kitchen the Kool-Aid and hand it to any one of his, quote, disciples, or whatever would be referred to, Iona and Sakamoto and Okino and Mufi Hanneman. Hand them a container, and they would be gladly. The way they're operating now is to pass out the Kool-Aid, because clearly they know better. We're a democratic society. We're supposed to be free of this influence and separation of church and state, and I don't want anybody calling me telling me, well, we're trying to take God out of the churches. No, we're trying to keep the devil in his place if you believe in God and devil. This is what we're trying to do. And again, thank you for just having the wits, because somehow when I heard that others knew about it and were reluctant, then I'm thinking, they're halfway there. And anybody that goes in and vote now, I mean, you might vote because God told you to, or whatever it is, your excuses. But I would say Bruce Wilson has brought it out, and then I don't know how you did all of this work. I mean, you didn't unturn a stone. Everything you did, you turned every stone there was to look, it looks like.
Yeah, well, it's what's necessary to really track this movement. I mean, I got started on this. I've been studying religion politics for a number of years now, but I got started on this particular movement. I've been studying in my studies that there had been something that I wasn't getting, mm-hmm. and it all busted loose with Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin is in this movement, and a co-researcher and I started studying about and writing a whole lot about Palin, and it didn't really get much press, but we learned about the movement. And so what happened was that my co-researcher, Rachel Tabachnik, mentioned to me, I went to Silvoso's website for some reason and found this enormous cache of videos, all from a 2008 conference. Silvoso holds one big conference every year. And there must have been 60 videos there. Some of them were up to an hour. It was from a conference that was a week long in Argentina, and the one that Iona went to in 2006 would have been a week long, too. They're long events. So there are all these videos, and it was like looking at something that the UN, United Nations, would have produced, because mm-hmm. there are people from seemingly dozens of different nations from mm-hmm. Every continent but Antarctica. Mm-hmm. And so, and my co-researcher mentioned, I don't know, at one point, she said, "Oh, they're talking about Duke Guyana." I was researching something else, and I sort of shelved it, but it caught my interest, and I went back and started watching the videos, and I was flabbergasted, and I could not research it because I was so fascinated that this apparently big political phenomenon in Hawaii was not getting any press whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was astounded, and I still am.
Well, we're going to try our best to get it out, and again, thank you. But, you know, looking at these videos, and I've watched them and studied them and watched them, and I hear Silvoso, is quite revealing. If you pay attention to it, we can see it's as if they're in a fishbowl looking at them, because they post all the video on to promote and recruit. But he mentioned something about lunches, having lunches and state capital fund when it comes to taking breaks and what have you. They have lunches in the government offices. And if you know like I know, that is exactly what has been taking place here in Honolulu, at the HIMB building, at the city council building, at the state capital. Right, and some other state offices, they've been having prayer, or they call it fellowship. But the problem is that the ones that are participating don't realize that they're about to drink the Kool-Aid, as far as I'm concerned, and they can't say they can't because they've gotten swept up in the current and they can't say no.
Mm-hmm. Sure. It's the way they package it, it's hard for people to wrap their minds around what's going on, because they're packaging it as, oh, this is great, we're having this prayer initiative and we're praying for the well-being of Hawaii and so on, and it all sounds very enticing, and so, but they're marketing what they're doing as the exact opposite of what it is. They're saying, oh, this is all embracing and all inclusive. Well, it's not. It's exactly the opposite of that. Mm-hmm. And you know, not to scare your listeners too much, but this movement is outside of the U.S. It takes on, in many cases, a horrific face. One of the leaders in the movement, one of Ed Silvoso's peers, down in Guatemala, a guy who ran for the presidency of Guatemala in 2007. Is on public record, and actually he said this on Guatemala TV, endorsing the work of extrajudicial killing by church-based, government-backed death squads. And then there's what's going on in Uganda. So, question is, well, if these people, in this movement get really entrenched in government, what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. They seem to be tipping their hand outside of the U.S. that they've got this eliminationist agenda. And I should mention that it's not just anti-gay. In Guatemala, it's these death squads were targeting criminals, but then in reporting on that phenomena, reports are that they've also themselves turned to crime, mm-hmm. which is the sort of thing what you get when you have people really going rogue and taking the law into their own hands.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got a caller that said she called in late, she tuned in late and wants you to repeat the topic. You want to have a stab at it real quick to bring up to date?
Okay, yeah. Well, the topic of this show concerns the fact that major Hawaii politicians, Duke Guyona, Gary Aquino, and Norman Sakamoto, and to some extent Mufi Hahnemann too, mm-hmm. are involved with a movement in Christianity that's very influential, increasingly influential in Hawaii, but also in other areas around the world, and it has a very distinct political agenda. It's anti-gay, it's opposed to abortion, but it's also opposed to health care reform and unions, and it's very supportive of big business. Mm-hmm. So in 2006, Duke Guyona took a trip paid for by this movement to a conference held by the movement in Argentina, and Sakamoto has also gone to one of those conferences and had this paid by the movement. And what's at stake in the whole, in the issue, is the fact that this is a form of Christianity that it's not even representative of many Christians. It says that many Christians and Catholics and mainline Protestant Christians who aren't born again aren't really Christians. So they're just nominal Christians, Christians in name. And then it says that everyone who's not a Christian is under the sway of demon powers. Mm-hmm. So the problem here is that these politicians are endorsing this movement in very exaggerated ways. They're participating in promotional videos and mini documentaries the movement makes. And there was Duke Gayona officially in his capacity as governor back in December 8th, 2004, dedicating Hawaii and all of its public schools and all schools to Jesus, except that this is their Jesus. They're not talking about the Jesus of mainline Protestants or traditional Catholics.
Mm-hmm. 524-1080 is the number if you have questions for Bruce Wilson of Talk to Action. And the Carol Cox Show, you can pick it up. Also, webcast, a podcast at carol@carolcox.com, carolcox.com. Bruce, what I've done here on this side is I've sent a letter to Mayor Mufi Hanneman, potential candidate for governor, Lieutenant Duke Iona, who is a declared candidate for governor, Mr. Norman Sakamoto, senator, who is running for lieutenant governor, and Mr. Gary Aquino, who is going for the senator. And I underscore that, and I want to emphasize they're trying to elevate themselves, and not because they just want to, but Silvoso apparently has incorporated them into this grand structure of things. And so I have filed a letter requesting those four entities to denounce this action and this church and this movement and extract themselves from that. To date, I've not received anything, but so that all of you can be clear out there and don't go away, this is about, I'm afraid that if you set up a prototype and you learn and you teach my neighbor to report on my neighbor who may be gay, if that's effective and efficient, then you will apply the same thing to me. There will be, tomorrow will be all black people, so you want to know where they're located. You will also want to know, the next thing, you'll want to know where all the Catholics are. The next thing, you'll know where all the Jews are. So that spiritual mapping, you'll have it. That's why I'm worried. I'm not going to allow them to say that this is about the gay movement. But one interesting thing, Bruce, and maybe you can give your opinion, share this. I believe, from looking at the videos and what I've been reading, they made the issue of civil unions as a distractant so that they could get people to rally around. They knew it was a hot-button issue, but they also knew that obliquely to this same effort, they would move into government because we had those four entities willing to appear at their gatherings and speak and advertise and advocate and lobby for them. And I believe that we have been duped as a people in this state to think that it was about civil union when, in fact, it was about the Kool-Aid man coming to town and using our lieutenant governor and our mayor and our senator and our city councilman to eventually pass out the Kool-Aid.
Sure. If I could explain what spiritual mapping is to your listeners. And, in reports from what happened after Duke Iona dedicated Hawaii and its schools to Jesus, well, of course, that was videotaped. And then over the next year or two, this movement under the name of, it was either United in Prayer or Transformation Hawaii, which are nonprofits created by the same people. They staged events in public and private schools across Hawaii, and they'd get these bands together from local evangelical churches, and they'd do something called prayer walking through the schools. And what that involves is, a set of ideas and practices that were pioneered in Argentina in the late 1980s, and then they were developed further in the U.S. and then exported all over the world. And what prayer walking is that in Christians in the movement, they walk through, it could be a school or the streets of a city, and they're looking for, they say, where the demons are. But the funny thing is that the demons tend to be associated with identifiable people and institutions, and people who've cooked up this prayer walking and spiritual mapping. Spiritual mapping is the mapping out of where the demons are and the people and institutions that are associated with the demons. And there's a whole list of that people who have cooked this up have of things that prayer walkers should look for. And they should look for any businesses associated with the occult, they say. It could be a palm reading business. And they should look for liberal churches, Mormon temples, Hindu and Buddhist temples, and any sex-related businesses, and Masons, lodges. And they've got a long list of the enemies, basically. And so the idea is that in spiritual mapping, these believers walk around and they pray sort of to consecrate the territory, and they call it raising a canopy of prayer. But they're also taking note of their local enemies. And so this prayer walking thing, it's starting to go on in a number of cities around the U.S., and Silvoso's movement is responsible for a fair amount of that. And I've written about a fairly major effort in Newark, New Jersey. So what you've got going on in prayer walking is eventually you have, say, in a city, a bunch of churches that are fielding people in squads, as, you know, could be 4, could be 12, and they're going around doing this prayer walking, and then they're talking about it, but they're also eventually getting into this thing called spiritual mapping, and they're taking note where the enemies are, and they're also saying, we're praying down crime, and they're starting to work with local police departments, and claiming that, when we do this, crime really drops dramatically. Isn't this wonderful? And to some extent that may be true, because what they're doing is a neighborhood watch. Mm-hmm. You know, if you get rid of the spiritual component, you have people in groups walking around, and of course they're going to notice crime. So just by their physical presence, they're suppressing crime. But they've also got this, to my mind, rather nasty and eliminationist ideology. And so, what happens when they start developing these very congenial relationships with local police and then start evangelizing the police? Mm-hmm. You can see where that would go.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is, we have four apostles here, or I should say, Silvoso has four apostles in the name of Hanneman, Apostle Hanneman, Iona, and Sakamoto, and Okina. We can't forget Okina, because he's sure saying the praise of Silvoso more than anything I've seen. But one of the real issues is that this gentleman, there is Mr. Oda, Francis Oda, who people heard being introduced by Silvoso, and then he introduced Duke Iona. And so Mr. Oda was affiliated or chairman of the Group 70. And Group 70 here is an architectural firm that has many city contracts. And in fact, if you Google that name in Hanama Bay and Francis Oda with Luffy Hanneman or whomever, you'll see that he's out there, something related to the Hanama Bay complex, the facility. So these monies that they donate, the United in Prayer, I don't know what role Francis Oda had in donating money, but I see him on the podium. and introducing Iona, and very instrumental, and as Savoso introduced him as one of the head members or top leaders in this effort.
Yes, he is, and to make note, and as far as I can tell, he's a brilliant architect, but he's also one of the leaders in Ed Savoso's International Transformation Network. He's not just a leader of transformation in Hawaii. He is. He's one of the top leaders of it. But he's also the chairman of Ed Savoso's International Transformation Network. Mm-hmm. Ed Savoso is the ITN CEO. Mm-hmm. So Francis has his fingers in what's going on in Uganda, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's astounding.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I'm encouraged to go and file a complaint, a criminal complaint, or ask for an investigation. But I think it's kind of a hands tied in a sense, because it's church and state, and the government may be reluctant. But I think, are you seeing this anywhere else where Silvoso has gotten apostles as high as our lieutenant governor and as high as a mayor and senators? Have in any other state in the U.S. Have you witnessed that or found that to exist?
Well, I'm finding things like this all the time, that they've got, that they had, they have an effort in Jacksonville that goes under the name of a prayer initiative that you wouldn't know what it was unless you studied the movement, but it actually, until recently, an active U.S. Democratic Party senator was the chair, honorary co-chair of that effort, and of course there's Sarah Palin, who was deeply involved in the movement, running for vice president. Then recently there was a big anti-healthcare reform event staged by the Family Research Council, and they called it a prayer cast against healthcare reform, and they got the involvement of two Republican senators, Sam Brownback and Jim DeMint, and two Republican Congress members, Michelle Bachmann and Randy Forbes. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty high profile. They're really becoming the public face that they're putting forth to religious leaders who are at this point really most prominently associated with the GOP.
Mm-hmm.
But so they really are making tremendous inroads, and I'd also say that George Bush was backing him then when he was president. I wasn't aware of the movement now, but I am now, and he would write letters that to be read at their events.
Mm-hmm. Well, the funny thing is that we have both sides of the aisles here, and as the gentleman proclaimed, Silvosa said, no matter what happens in Hawaii, we on both sides of the aisle, we have representation at the top.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah, and you played some of your audio referred to that. Where Savoso said it doesn't matter whether the Republican or the Democratic candidate wins the governorship, because they're both in the kingdom. And
mm-hmm.
Well, I found indication on a web posting that in Savoso's name from 2008, it was advertising one of his events, and He wrote that one of his people in Hawaii, Cal Chinen, was the word Silvosa used was shepherding. He was shepherding mm-hmm. Duke Iona, Mufi Hanuman, and then several members of Hawaii's Congress. And so the question is, well, if this is true, then Ed Silvoso thinks that Duke Iona and Mufi Hanuman are sheep, and his people are shepherding them.
Right. Well, I got another caller, and we coming down to the wire, Bruce, and
yeah.
If for some reason we're going to hopefully the caller keeps the question short or comment. But we'll pick this up again at a later date, because it is the political season, and I will not allow time to go by without speaking on the subject again. And as we find more stuff, and you find, you're welcome to call back. But Dennis, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'll keep it short. Who is this Ed Savoso? Where does he come from? And what's his website? Where can we find out more about this?
Well, his website is ministry website is Harvest Evangelism, and if you just do put that into a Google search, you'll get the website, and you yourself can find this huge trove of videos I'm referring to. But Silvoso is, he's an apostle in an entity that was created around 2000 that's coming out of major changes in charismatic evangelical Christianity globally, and basically these all sorts of different strands of this sort of Christianity have been pulled together into one mega denomination, really, consisting of almost 500 apostles in a global body. And Silvoso is one of these, and he's one of the leaders of the really big names in this movement.
Any connection with Karl Rove? It sounds sort of like Rove has got his fingers into this type of thing.
Yeah.
Well, it's predated Rove. It's coming out of changes in Christianity that have been going on for 4 or 5 decades.
Yeah.
And Christianity has changed so much that this stream of it that really comprises hundreds of millions of Christians globally. But it's changed so fast, it's really outrun people's understanding.
Hey, gentlemen. We're coming down to the wire here, and I think I got one more minute. But Bruce, thank you. And Dennis, you can go to carolcox.com, CarolCox.com, and a lot of the links are there. Or you can go to talktoaction.com and then speak directly with Bruce. Bruce, give your email real quick. And again, thank you for sharing and joining in, and I'll contact you soon.
Yeah, my email is talk2action. So that's talk2action@verizon.net.
Okay. Well, anyway, thank the two of you. And Dennis, thank you for your call in. And Bruce, I really appreciate, and I hope my listeners out there can go away with something and benefit from this.
Oh, sure. And once again, thanks very much for having me on.
Aloha. Join me in the next hour. If you stay tuned, I'll be standing in again for Tina Quizon, and we will be talking about the OSPCA and the new developments there. So please tune in the next hour. Aloha, and thank you. This is Carol. Aloha.
Listening, and tune in again next time for the Carol Cox Show on K108.
This is KWAI, Honolulu 1080 on the AM dial.